Some history students will remember the slogan, "Remember the Maine," a war cry that sent the U.S. into battle against Spain. It was this president who was in office at the time. It's President's Week, and it's our presidential feature on the American Countryside.
Morton Buildings, the best in the construction business since 1903. If you're ready for a new farm storage facility, insulated workshop, hobby garage, horse barn, or custom home, Morton will provide the building you'll be proud to call your own. Contact us today during Building Value Days. It's the biggest sales event of the year. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best building at the best price. Find the building of your dreams at MortonBuildings.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
His mother wanted him to become a Methodist minister, and in fact, William McKinley probably thought that would be his life's work. That was until the Civil War intervened.
His commander in the Civil War in the 23rd Ohio Volunteer Infantry was Rutherford B. Hayes. So there was a bond there, kind of like a relationship between an uncle and a nephew.
Rich McElroy retells the story of President William McKinley. He got involved in politics and was elected to the House of Representatives in 1876. By 1896, his popularity led him to become the Republican choice to run for president. The new president governed a country dealing with many worldwide events. It was an American ship called the Maine that pushed many Americans to call for war against Spain.
When revolts began in Cuba or the Philippines, the Spanish were very quick to suppress those, and they treated the natives very cruelly. William Randolph Hearst drew our attention to this. He was looking for a way to have our country declare war on Spain. And when the Maine blew up, in spite of the fact that the explosion probably came from inside the battleship, I don't think there's much question about that, we were ready to go to war.
When the U.S. declared war on Spain and won the conflict, they found themselves in control of new lands scattered across the globe. But America's rule over the new territory was unfortunately too much like the Spaniards' cruel reign.
Along with annexing territory comes responsibility. We acquired the Philippines and Guam and, of course, Cuba, and trying to introduce Christianity and democracy into the Philippines was not very successful right away. 10,000 American lives were lost.
McKinley's term was cut short, though, by an assassin, and his vice president, Teddy Roosevelt, became the new president. Traveling the countryside, in Canton, Ohio, I'm Andrew McRae.